Widow blocks, not something we talk about too often, but they still currently exist, and I want to talk about what they are and how you can recognise them. They essentially allow property owners to subdivide the lot into smaller blocks. Now, this is a great strategy to manufacture equity and provides property owners with a number of options: land banking, sell the land, or build to sell and or hold. Dennis Wong from Real Estate Investar has written about them, and he joins me to talk about them. Dennis, thanks for your time and welcome to the show.
Hi, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
Dennis, firstly, what is a widow block?
Yeah, so Kevin, widow blocks are they're lots that are generally rectangular in shape, but the unique thing about them is that they're actually split diagonally, and they've got two triangular portions. And so effectively, the rear portion doesn't actually have a street frontage. Now, widow blocks are effectively two lots on one title. So the buyer originally purchased both those lots, and they just built a dwelling across both of them. And the original lot numbers have remained over time, and the two titles were then combined to form a single title.
Mm-hmm. So what's the origin? Because there is an interesting story behind widow blocks, isn't there?
Yeah, look, there is. So the reason why they've been split diagonally was because originally widow blocks were created throughout Brisbane back in the days of World War One. So the soldiers had purchased the block and they'd split the blocks diagonally, with the rear block being put into their wife's name. And essentially that was done to prevent them from selling the house while they were away at war.
Yeah, so when you look at a widow block on a map, you'll see that, as Dennis has said, the line dividing the two lots is diagonal, which means you can't do much with it. How you mentioned there about Brisbane. Are there any other locations around Australia where these are common?
Look, not that I'm aware of. From what I've researched so far, they really only seem to pop up in Brisbane. So, I mean, widow blocks don't get created these days, of course, but they're definitely not as common anymore, just obviously with population growth and people purchasing them and subdividing or splitting them into two lots. But there are still a couple of suburbs or pockets within Brisbane that you can still find them. I've seen an entire street where nearly every block is a widow block, so you generally know that these areas were where soldiers once lived, but I haven't come across them outside of Brisbane.
Okay, so what can you do with this? I mean, is it does it impact the price? Because we're looking here essentially at two lots that you effectively can't subdivide without realigning the boundaries.
Yeah, that's right. So leaving as it is, you can't do much about, with it, because obviously with the rear lot, you don't have access to the lot. But given that they are two lots on one title, the current use of that block isn't being used to the highest and best use. So what an owner can effectively do is subdivide the block and essentially split the titles back, so then there is a title for each lot. So generally, widow blocks are around that 810 square metre mark, and then so when you split or subdivide them, they then become 405 square metres, which is quite a common size block in Brisbane. Once you have the two titles, you can then, there's a couple of options that you can do. You can sell them off individually as just land only. You could build on both and then sell both as a house and land option, or you could even hold one and sell the other. Or if you're if you don't really do too much to it, you could just land bank it. You could keep it as it is, especially if the existing house is in a good condition, then you could just rent it out.
Because one of the options there you mentioned was realigning the boundary and then selling it off. That would be without putting extra services on. If you've got two lots, it's probably only going to be servicing to one house, so you'd need to get extra services in there. What's the cost in just realigning the boundary without doing any additional work?
Yeah, so look, the cost itself ranges from $15,000 to $30,000. So it's much cheaper than a full subdivision, where that could cost anywhere between $70,000 to $100,000, depending on the site. And the other advantage is not only from a financial point of view, but a widow block can generally be split within a few weeks, whereas a full subdivision could take a few months, maybe even longer.
Yeah, it's almost like a right, isn't it? If it's already two lots, all you're really doing is just realigning the boundaries. And I guess you'd do that also in line with where the house was, to maybe save moving it?
Yeah, that's a possibility. So, you know, like I mentioned earlier, the owners would have bought both the lots and built the house across both. But there are some situations where the house was just built on one lot and it's been placed perfectly, and you don't need to have demolition costs, or you don't need to lift the house and move it, so you can split that other lot to make it usable. So depending on the site and the position of the house, the cost could be a little bit cheaper as well.
Mm. Dennis, thank you very much for spending some time with us and explaining. It's an interesting concept, and it also, I wasn't aware that it's unique to Brisbane only, but that's a fabulous insight. Thank you very much, Dennis. Dennis Wong is from Real Estate Investor. Is that .com or .com.au?
.com.au.
Okay, realestateinvestor.com.au. Dennis, thanks for your time.
Fantastic. Thanks, Kevin.